So thank you everybody for joining me for this yoga nidra, which I've created as a way for you to connect to your inner light. And you could interpret that really however you like. It might be intuition, it might be yourself as a healer, it might just be a sense of peace or love within. But it's a nice way to stop focusing and directing outward and turn the focus inward, which is, I think, one of the best ways we can fill up our cups, fill our energy cups. So the best position for us to be in the yoga nidra is, of course, Shavasana, which is lying down on your back, either on your couch or your bed or your yoga mat on the floor, whatever is going to be most comfortable. If you haven't practiced yoga nidra before, then this practice is a deep relaxation practice where I guide you through the layers of your being, from the physical body, through the energy body, through the mind and into the higher mind, and allow you to have an experience of deep rejuvenation on all of those levels. The ways that you can help yourself have the best possible experience in the yoga nidra is to be in a place where you're uninterrupted. So I've talked about small children walking in, animals walking in, or just anybody that will create a sudden noise. It's best if you can avoid that. So perhaps locking a door if you need to. And the other way you can help yourself have or get the best out of this experience is to stay completely still throughout the process. What happens when we kind of fidget around a little bit and move the physical body? When we're internalizing, we just start to externalize a little bit. And it's definitely recommended that you just let those little itches and scratches and phantom feelings you get on your body sometimes just kind of be there, and avoid kind of playing to them. Yeah. So that's why I like to take a little bit of time at the start to get as comfortable as possible, so that you can be still. So at this point you can notice if, you know, sometimes your hair might be bothering you or your clothing might be bothering you or you just don't quite feel comfortable, just go ahead and adjust the physical body. Move around a little bit. It's a good time now, actually, if you don't have something to place over you, especially if you have a tendency to get cold, because we do cool down during relaxation. Or if you're in a colder space or you've got aircon going, maybe just having something to cover your, especially your torso, chest, navel, stomach area. If you've got a pillow to place under your head, that's always a nice idea too. Making any final adjustments to your physical body now. Now resolving to be still for the remainder of the practice. It's worth noting, worth mentioning that if you do feel a part of your body is really sore or, you know, really, really uncomfortable, of course, feel free to move it. I don't want you to be uncomfortable sort of 5 or 10 minutes in and feel that you have to stay like that for the remainder. But it's just avoiding the unnecessary kind of physical movements. At the end of this practice, I'll be asking you to create your sankalpa, which is your resolve or your intention. Something that you wish to achieve or change for yourself. Our sankalpa, if you've been working with one for the last few weeks, then continue with the same one. If you haven't yet created a sankalpa, then think of something you would like to invite into your life, or something that you would like to create some change around, a short positive statement of intention or change. It might be, I let go, or I love myself, I am happy. Something really simple and succinct, yet something profoundly important for you personally. This practice is all about you and giving you and receiving, for you to receive what you need. So any final adjustments you need to make to the physical body. And now please take your awareness to the outside sounds. So noticing the sounds outside. You can notice the loud sounds as well as the soft sounds. And you can notice close sounds as well as distant sounds. Keep pushing your awareness further and further out in all directions, always listening for the new sound. The mind has a tendency to analyze sounds and try to wonder who is making them or where they're coming from. So avoid those tendencies that come naturally and keep letting go and moving to the next sound. So in this way, we're always listening for new sounds. Can you push your awareness even further out? So you're picking up the very distant sounds. And now you can start to bring your awareness back to the sounds that are just outside the room that you're in. So the sounds that are just outside. Coming to the sounds within the room you're in. And now coming to the sounds of your body. You might hear the sound of your heart beating or the sound of your own breath. Through the body rotations. So we'll take the awareness throughout the physical body. I'll name a body part, either get an image of that part in your mind or send your awareness there. And we start with the right hand thumb. So taking your awareness either to the right hand thumb or get an image of your right hand thumb in your mind's eye. To the forefinger or index finger of the right hand. Middle finger, ring finger, small finger, palm, back of the hand, wrist, lower arm, elbow, upper arm, shoulder, underarm, right side of the chest, right waist, hip, thigh, knee, shin, ankle, heel, top of the right foot, sole of the right foot, big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe. To the left hand thumb, forefinger or index finger of the left hand, middle finger, ring finger, small finger, palm, back of the hand, wrist, lower arm, elbow, upper arm, shoulder, under arm, left side of the chest, left waist, hip, thigh, knee, shin, ankle, heel, top of the foot, sole of the foot, left big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe. To both buttocks, lower back, middle of the back, upper back, the whole spine from the tailbone to the top between the ears, the whole spine, backs of the shoulders, back of the neck, back of the head, crown of the head, right temple, left temple, right eyebrow, left eyebrow, the eyebrow center, right ear, left ear, right eye, left eye, bridge of the nose, nose tip, upper lip, lower lip, right cheek, left cheek, chin, throat center, center of the chest, navel, pelvic floor, both legs together, both arms together, whole torso together, whole head together. Feel the whole of the right side of the body, the whole of the left side of the body. Now feel the whole body. Have an experience of the whole body together. Please take your awareness to the eyebrow center. I'd like you to imagine that the breath is flowing in through the eyebrow center, filling the space behind, and the out breath comes back out through the eyebrow center. Feeling as though the breath draws in through the eyebrow center and back out through the eyebrow center. Continue feeling as though the breath flows in and out of the eyebrow center. you notice your awareness drifting somewhere else, gently bring it back to the practice of feeling as if the breath comes in and out of the eyebrow center. After the next exhalation, letting go of the eyebrow center, take your awareness to the throat center. And we'll repeat the same practice. So feel as if the breath comes in through the throat center, filling up the space behind, and breath comes back out through the throat center. Inhale, feel as if the breath comes in through the throat center, and exhale, breath comes back out through the throat center. Please continue with this practice. After the next exhalation, we'll let go of the throat center. Please take your awareness to the center of the chest. And again, we'll continue with this breathing practice where we feel as if we draw the breath in through the center of the chest, filling up the space behind, and then breath comes back out through the center of the chest. Inhale. Feel as if the breath comes in through the center of the chest. And exhale, feel as if the breath comes back out through the center of the chest. Please continue. After the next exhalation, letting go of the breathing practice, we'll move into the sensation of opposites. So I'll name an experience, a sensation or a feeling, and see if you can recreate the experience or the feeling in your whole body. So we'll begin with heat. Feel as if the whole body is very, very hot. Heat throughout the whole body. Heat. Now the opposite sensation, feel as if the whole body feels very cold. Cold throughout the whole body. Cold. Moving on to heaviness, feel as if the whole body feels heavy. Heaviness through the whole body, heavy. And the opposite sensation, feel as if the whole body feels very light. Lightness through the whole body, light. Now inhale, feel as if the whole body feels very tense. Tenseness through the whole body. Tense. Moving into the opposite sensation, feel as if the whole body feels very relaxed. Relaxation through the whole body. Whole body feels relaxed. Now, with your awareness in the space behind your forehead, we'll move into naming images. I'll name some images, see if you can get an image in your mind in the space behind the forehead, and we keep moving to the next that's named. So we'll start with footprints in the sand. Footprints in the sand. Footprints in the sand. Sand dunes, sand dunes, sand dunes. A picnic basket, a picnic basket, picnic basket. A waterfall, a waterfall. A drop of dew on a leaf. A drop of dew on a leaf. A drop of dew. A sunrise. A sunrise. A sunrise. Campfire. 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 Tall trees blowing in the wind. Tall trees blowing in the wind. Tall trees blowing in the wind. A sandstorm. A sandstorm. A sandstorm. A vast desert. A vast desert, a vast desert. Endless blue skies, endless blue skies, endless blue skies. Now imagine that you're standing at the edge of a forest. The trees are very large. Notice their rich, deep green color. Straight ahead of you, you notice a path leading into the forest. Walk towards the path and enter the forest. And as you do, you hear the sound of a bird singing. You look up at the trees, trying to find the source of the sound. And then a beautiful small bird appears. The bird appears to be gazing at you and singing just for you. You smile at the bird. The sound of the bird singing makes your heart feel light and happy. The bird flies away along the forest path, deeper into the forest, and you feel very compelled to follow it. So walk along the path. start to notice that the path becomes a little bit narrower. And as you keep going, you notice there are some branches and some boulders in the way, making your progress a little bit more difficult, but you keep going. Becomes even more difficult to walk along the path. You have to use your arms as well as your legs to push the branches out of the way so that you can keep going forward. You can still hear the birds singing, and you persevere and keep going. After a while, the pathway becomes clearer. It becomes easy to walk along once again, and you progress effortlessly and easily. You can hear the birds singing, and you notice it sitting in a tree over to your left. The tree is at the entrance of a small cave. As you walk to the entrance of the small cave, you see on the floor of the cave a small box that is radiating light. As you move closer towards the box and look inside, you see a palm-sized crystal. Just as you felt compelled to follow the bird, you feel very drawn to this crystal. So you bend down and pick it up, taking it in both hands. You gaze down at the crystal, noticing its color, feeling its energy, and its vibration. Close your eyes and let the healing energy of the crystal connect to your own inner light. Wherever you feel that, whatever the color is, whatever the vibration, allow that crystal to be the manifestation of your own inner light. As you feel compelled now to place the crystal back in the box, you can open your eyes and place it back where you picked it up from. And with a sense of lightness and ease and peace, you leave the cave and walk back out to the path. There's another path, different from the one you came in on. You take the other path, which leads you back very quickly and easily, once again to the edge of the forest. can let go of the visualization and take your awareness now to the mind space, the Chittakash. So the space behind the forehead. This is the viewing screen of the mind. And in this part of the practice, we allow anything to happen as we play the role of the silent witness or the detached observer. You might see images or colors or shapes. There is no right or wrong. You may see nothing, and that's okay too. Just observe the space behind the forehead and see what you see. Be as detached as you can, allowing anything to happen in the mind space, in Chittakash. If you notice that your awareness is following a thought or an image or a story, then very gently release whatever you're following and come back to the practice of observing the space behind the forehead. You can begin now to withdraw your awareness from the inner space. So withdrawing your awareness from that inner space, bring to mind now your sankalpa, your intention or your resolve. You silently, mentally repeat your sankalpa 3 times, sending it deep into the mind. We'll continue withdrawing the awareness from the inner space and just start the process of reconnecting with the physical breath. So feeling the breath in the nostril, noticing that subtle coolness around the nostrils when you inhale and the subtle warmth as you exhale. And then begin to deepen the breath a little bit. So each inhale and exhale starts to get a little bit longer and a little bit fuller. Taking even deeper breaths now. Starting to externalize the awareness and become aware of your physical body lying on the floor in the room. You might get an image of yourself lying in the room, perhaps even remembering the clothes that you're wearing. So externalizing the awareness now, aware of the physical body, and feel into the fingers and toes, and very slowly, gently begin to get some movement, perhaps rubbing the fingertips over the thumb, just squeezing and releasing the toes. You can roll the wrists and ankles from side to side, and gently moving the head from one side to the other. Very slow, subtle movements. And when you're ready, reach the arms slowly back up overhead and stretch. And hug the knees into the chest. Squeeze the knees in. Roll over to lie on one side, and we'll pause there for several breaths. Keeping the eyes closed, when you're ready, gently press yourself up and come up to a seated position. Place your palms together in Anjali Mudra at your heart center. With the eyes closed, you can gently bow the head slightly towards the fingertips. This is a nice gesture of the mind surrendering to the heart, the source of your inner light. May this place always guide us. May we always listen. And you can turn the corners of your mouth up and slowly blink open your eyes.